One of the more common signs seen during the weeks of Capitol protests read, "Workers' rights are civil rights." That's a view shared by members of the national civil rights group, the A. Philip Randolph Institute. Its board members came to Madison because, as President Cleola Brown put it, the union struggle is a lot like the African American struggle for equality.
If you work for your daily bread, regardless of the title or the alphabet soup that follows what you do, you are at risk when your rights can be taken away, just like they did after 1877.
Brown's talking about Jim Crow laws, the myriad of state and local laws that ate away at the constitutional freedom African Americans were supposed to have after slavery was abolished and they were given the right to vote.
That's what some of the state houses have been doing, taking away the emancipated rights of folk that we always had and took for granted.
Rallies and marches are planned at more than 35 locations around Wisconsin today as part of the AFL-CIO's We Are One campaign. Organizers chose the anniversary of Dr. King's death for these rallies because they say he dedicated his life to fighting for civil rights and workers' rights. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.